With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. World leaders and Russian opposition activists wasting no time blaming the death of imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny on President Putin. Many are gathered at the Munich Security Conference, where the agenda included defense assistance for Ukraine and the war between Israel and Hamas. BBC correspondent Sarah Rainsford.
Alexei Navalny was a man who dared to speak out in a country where dissent is dangerous. As news of the opposition activist's death spread, Russians gathered to remember him. No mass protest or public fury, just silent tributes at monuments to the victims of political repression. There were a handful of arrests. Mostly, though, people seemed stunned.
Also at SRNnews.com, United States analyzing intelligence that Russia has the capability of an anti-satellite weapon.
The White House says there is no operational weapon and that such technology cannot directly cause physical destruction on Earth. But National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the threat is still troubling.
It could affect services here on Earth. There's no question about that. That's why we are taking this so seriously.
Kirby confirmed U.S. intelligence after the Republican head of the House Intelligence Committee issued a vague security warning about Russia this week. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Authorities investigating that house explosion and fire that killed one firefighter and injured nine others, one critically, in the community of Sterling, Virginia, Friday night. They originally found a 500-gallon underground propane tank with a leak in the side of the residence. Short time later, an explosion rocked the area while most of the firefighters were still inside the home. This is SRN News. Well, Americans say churches are having a very positive impact on their communities.
59% of the general public tells the Pew Research Center that local houses of worship and religious organizations are making things better. Republicans are more likely than Democrats to believe this, but nearly half of Democrats also say churches are good for the community. Amongst religious Americans, as you might expect, strong majorities approve of the work that faith groups are doing. But even one-third of non-religious people also say churches are positive. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A near-total abortion ban rejected by lawmakers in the Virginia House of Delegates. Both Democrats and Republicans joined in an 8-1 vote in a House subcommittee to kill that measure. It would have prohibited abortions except in those cases necessary in order to save the life of the mother. This is SRN News. West Virginia lawmakers pushing to make that state the 12th in the nation to ban smoking in vehicles when children are present. Here's John Scott.
The state Senate passed a bill making it a misdemeanor to smoke in a vehicle with a child under 17. The bill goes to the House of Delegates, but people can't be pulled over just for smoking with a child present. West Virginia has the highest use of cigarette smoking among adults in the nation. The CDC says 11 states have that ban. John Scott reporting.
Hall of Fame basketball coach Lefty Driesell has died at his home in Virginia Beach, Virginia. His folksy drawl pretty much belied his fiery on-court demeanor. He rebuilt struggling programs and over five decades won 786 games. Charles Lefty Driesell was 92. More details at SRNnews.com.